Hi all, it's Jack. It's midnight, Saturday, which I guess means it's now technically Sunday morning. let's not get tied up. I'm tired and nobody told me there'd be higher math involved. So, lots of things to talk about in a little time, but I'm going to try and be focused here. I was thinking about my friend who I refer to as D. I came across a post I wrote about him. He died, I guess it's going to be 13 years. This year? Yeah, 13 years ago. No, 14 years ago, excuse me. So in August, it'll be 14 years since he died. And he was one of my closest friends, more like a brother. And, you know, I think about him often, miss him, and a lot of things that I would have liked to talk to him about. But one of the lessons I learned from his death was the need to try and spend time with the people that we care about and to make sure that they know how we feel. Now, we have these conversations over and over, not just me, but people in general, and it comes up on a regular basis. But we're not always good about taking action. And it's all this is tied into a number of things for me. And you can call it a midlife crisis if you want, or you can just call it, you know, maturing, growing up. It doesn't matter to me. But when I look at my life at, you know, all 42 years, in 42 and 3 quarters, which is very important to my kids. I'll be 43 soon enough. But when I look at that time, I have very few regrets. I really do. But the regrets that I do have are massive. They're huge. So one of my tasks is to figure out how to make those right. And sometimes you can't do anything to fix that because, you know, it is what it is. Shit happens. And, you know, you pull up your pants and move on, and so be it. But not everything has to be that way, and that's one of the challenges I face, because it's just my nature. You know, if you close a door on me, and I want to go through the door, well, I'm going to look and see if I can take the door off the hinges. And if I can't take the door off the hinges and the door is locked and I can't kick it down, knock it down, bang it down, blow it down, well, I'm going to see, you know, if I can go under, over, around, or through. And it's going to take me a while to get to a place where I've accepted that I can't go through it anymore. But that's just part of one of the things that, you know, I think that, you know, we all have things that we experience and we go through. And one of the things that's tied into all this is, as I babble at you, is I've really been spending a lot of time trying to figure out what I need versus what I want. Because if you can minimize the number of things you need, life gets easier. At least I think so. And that's a lot of what I've been doing. It's a lot of what I do on the blog sometimes when I'm just sort of, you know, writing. I had intended to put this together as a written post, but I opted to do another audio post based on a request from a couple people. And frankly, I'm tired, and I don't feel like taking the time to write. I should say I don't feel like taking the time. I do feel like taking the time, but if I really dig into it, I have this feeling I'm going to be up till 4 or 5 in the morning. You know, I'm a night owl, so it's better that I just speak and get some of this out. And also, I needed to put together a post that had a sort of a recap of a recent post. So coming soon, you're going to see another post about Daddy-Daughter Day, because this week we got it right, her old man remembered, and we had a great time together, and it's been an active weekend, and I had one hell of a fabulous nap. Let me tell you, a good nap is just restorative and great, simply fantastic. So, that's what I have for you right now. As always, I encourage you to leave your comments, leave your questions, or you can email me, talktojacknow@gmail.com. Again, that's talktojacknow@gmail.com. And, you know, let's keep building together. There's a lot of cool things happening now. So, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around cyberspace.